Hello and welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today I'm going to be talking about the PlayStation 3D display. I say it's a display because it's not a TV, as in the sense of other 3D TVs. Since it doesn't have the TV tuner, it's not necessarily as large as you would expect a 3D TV to be, but it's still quite effective, and I recently got it as a Christmas gift, so I'm going to talk about it. It's only 24 inches. It comes with one pair of active shutter glasses, which at first felt a little uncomfortable, but after wearing them for a while, they seemed to wear on me. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but it got comfortable. It's got a very small charging cord, but of course you can use any mini USB cord to charge it with. Unfortunately, not on the monitor. You have to charge it with something else that has a USB port. That does not come with a remote, but I was able to program, if you have a universal remote with Sony codes, it'll work with any like Sony Bravia or whatever other Sony codes available. And I was able to download some for my iPhone because I have an infrared adapter that will let me use as a remote control, so that works fine. The 3D on it is very capable. It sometimes has a lot of ghosting in certain games. I tried Super Stardust HD, MotorStorm Apocalypse that came with the monitor, and a couple other ones, Wipeout HD, and the Killzone 3 demo, and a couple other demos. And the one that was really noticeable in terms of ghosting was the MotorStorm Apocalypse, but I was able to turn down the 3D effect to around 50%, and I didn't notice it as much, but obviously it wasn't as, profound of a 3D effect, but I don't care. It still works and still quite sharp. The picture, even in 2D, is very sharp because it's a 240Hz refresh rate, and of course that allows it for simul view. I haven't been able to try simul view since I don't have a second pair of glasses yet, and those are each, I think, 60, 70 bucks a pair, so kind of ridiculous prices, but what do you expect? Fortunately, this does not have the same issue that other active shutter glasses I've seen in terms of if you look away and you look back towards the monitor and it has to resynchronize, it doesn't do that. You look away, you look back towards it, and it's still synchronized properly. And of course, it's much dimmer. It has to dim significantly, but fortunately, the brightness and backlight do, you can bring them up to the to highest settings, and it isn't as noticeable in terms of lighting. It's still fairly bright enough. And I hooked it up to my Mac Mini, and unfortunately it does not recognize the 240Hz. It only outputs 60Hz, and every other computer I tried also does the same thing. But fortunately there are multiple 3D modes. There's the side-by-side, where if you have, for example, a lot of YouTube videos in 3D have either the anaglyph, red-blue glasses, which doesn't look as good, or the same video playing side-by-side, so it's two smaller copies of the same video, and so what the TV can do, what the monitor can do, is mix them together. And at first, when I was playing them, the background was moving forward, and the foreground was reaching in, it was actually receding into the screen, so I had to flip the eyes around, apparently, and that allows it to work just fine. There's a lot of those videos available online, and they work just fine, even on the computer. So, let's see, there's two HDMI ports in one component, and it generally is a fairly nice monitor. It also went down from price from $500 to $300. Technically, it's $400, but Best Buy is having a special sale where they're knocking off another $100 off of it. So, at $500, I would still say it's too much. $400 is still too much, but $300, it's actually comparable to other 3D displays of its size. And a lot of people have been complaining about glare. I mean, if you have a low-lit room, it's not as bad. Obviously, if you're shining lights on top of it, yeah, there's going to be glare on most LCDs. That just happens. But otherwise, it works fine. That's about all I have to say about it. If you like this or don't like this, send me an email at codemaster2005@gmail.com or follow my Twitter feed at Dilbert42.